This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, one of the big headlines is how there are more baby boomers and Generation Xers smoking weed. And it's true. I see a lot of 70, 80-year-olds running around out there smoking, and they are just having a good old time. We'll talk about that. And these are people who probably would have never even started smoking. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about 600 Utah County students asked to stay home because there's a norovirus outbreak. We'll talk about that. People who don't get enough sleep, and now we're screwed. This is not good. That's you and I. Have triple the risk of getting Alzheimer's. I never get enough sleep. That just doesn't, just not in my, it's not in my daily planner. It's not in my Google Calendar. It just, there's really not sleep included in that. But they say we have triple the risk of Alzheimer's. Then there was a woman with a nail biting habit. I love biting my nails. I don't do it now that my nails are done and have acrylic. But I was a big nail biter. And there was a woman who nail bit and now apparently has had her thumb amputated. We'll tell you why. No, she didn't eat her thumb. It had to be surgically amputated. The deadly Ebola outbreak in the Eastern Congo now has spread to Butembo, which is a city of almost a million, or I think over a million. We're going to talk about that. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is not going to cover OxyContin as of 2019. This is huge on one end for the opioid crisis and how we are trying to attack it. On the other end, this is horrible for people who need their pain medications, who suffer from some severe debilitating pain. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about an African swine flu that is now causing alarm in China. We'll also talk about how Obamacare premiums are still going up, but they aren't going up as much. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I'm in a little bit of a giddy mood, and I just got to tell you guys about it before we start, because So the other day, my son, this like never happens. My son goes, Mom, I'm going to want to talk to you later. I need some advice. I did not keep my cool. That's the problem. Okay. I was like, you need advice from me. He's like, yeah, I need some advice. Well, you know, what is it? What do you need? No. I have to talk to you later because we can't talk about it here. I just need some advice on what I should do. I lost it. I started with a D. I started hugging him. I started kissing him. I did the mommy dance. Go, oh, you love your mommy. And, okay, there's a chance I ruined it. That was about 3-4 days ago, and he hasn't come. He hasn't approached me for the advice. But, I mean, that's some big stuff. I mean, my son wants advice from me. But now, here's the thing, okay? I don't want to mess this up. I don't need to ask you guys how to be a mommy. I know how to be a mommy. I know how to be a good mommy. But maybe you guys are a little bit better at how not to mess this up. Did I go to my parents for advice? No. Never. Because if I did, they would have a very predictable response. Like, for example, let's say I was having guy trouble. If I went up to my mom and dad asking about, you know, look, you know, I'm dating this boy, and they were like, why are you dating a boy? You're not supposed to be dating. You're supposed to be studying. And that'd be it. So I need to be really inviting and allowing him to come into my circle of trust. And I need to provide a bosom of safety, being figuratively. So my worry is maybe this is where I'm going to make a mistake, okay? He may think I'm going to be too motherly, or maybe I'm like so excited that he's going to ask me if yes, I did. I posted it all over social media. I was like, my baby wants advice from me. Yay. So there's a chance he may actually come to think about it. Maybe I shouldn't be so happy. There's a chance he may not come to me. Because think about it. If it was something that all his friends knew was going on and he didn't want them to know that he was coming to me, and I have all over Twitter and Facebook that I have been asked advice from my son, that's going to possibly embarrass him on multiple levels. And okay, you know, I'll take it down. I'll take it down. Yeah, because I really want him to. I don't know. It could be about a girl. It could be about his future. It could be about life in general. I mean, he may be trying to navigate through the swells and waves of life, and he needs me to be the compass of his ship. I don't know. But, you know, or maybe he needs me to be that girl in Titanic that hangs off the top of the ship, right? And even though she's not steering it, I don't know what he needs. But he obviously, for him to come to me, this is monumental. So I'm in a good mood. And we'll see. It's my baby. Well, you know, my baby's in college, you know, so I worry. Speaking about college, we got a bunch of Utah students here that are staying home because there's a norovirus outbreak. This has been reported in the Alpine School District in Utah County. Bunch of students have been vomiting and experiencing diarrhea. Letters about the illnesses. Oh, then maybe this is high school. Letters about the illnesses were sent up to parents, urging them to keep students who feel ill at home for 72 hours. Now, I'm not saying 600 people are sick. That would be a huge, huge outbreak. But we have more than 600 students. Excuse me, say, you want to know what? I'm going to pass. All right, so don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. Three quarters of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
on good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is shocking. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but a Dallas police officer returned home. And she thought she was home. Unfortunately, there was a person in front of her, and she shot him. She was never in her apartment. She was in her neighbor's. The Dallas Police Department said in a news release today that the officer had arrived at her apartment complex in uniform after working a shift. She called dispatch to report the shooting and told responding officers she believed the victim's apartment was her own when she entered it. It was not immediately clear how the officer got inside the apartment or what led to the shooting. Sergeant Warren Mitchell said, "I won't go into that information right now. I mean, we have not interviewed her. And like I said, this is just a preliminary statement. We still have a lot to do in this investigation. Now, the victim was identified as Botham Shem Jean, 26 years old. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Now, the officer, who has not yet been named, will be placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. She was not injured in the shooting. The police department and the Dallas County District Attorney's Office will be conducting a joint investigation. That is scary. That is, wow. So a few things come to mind. Okay, on one end, oh my gosh. On one end, I've seen people drunk, and, you know, houses look the same, apartments look the same. Usually people by feel know which apartment they're going into. I mean, I can't imagine going into another apartment. And then you see somebody there, you have a weapon. I'm not saying the officer was drunk, but, you know, that's one thing I'm thinking. You know, was the officer compromised? Was she drunk? Was she, you know, on drugs? This was in Texas. I don't think marijuana is legal in Texas. I don't know. I have to double check. So, how could you be that out of it where you can't tell you in your apartment and things in your apartment, so maybe one is she was under the influence of something. She was poisoned. She was smoking something. I don't know. Number two is that the story we're getting was this deliberate. Now, how did you get into the apartment? How do you not, I don't know. But I've always wanted to leave my door unlocked. I just remember as a kid, that's the way it was, you know? In the neighborhood, doors would be unlocked. The apartment, you could go in and out of each other's apartment. The moms usually had the apartments pretty darn clean. You know, so you didn't have anybody screaming, saying, get out. And in fact, you always had to take off your shoes, you know, because they didn't want you to get mud. You know, other mothers would yell at you. You know, it wasn't, oh, hi, you know, everybody would kind of yell at you, you know, and they were allowed to. They could even spank you on the butt if they had to. It's just, it's a village. You know, if you're dinking around, another mom has no problem ripping you a new one. They just do. So, it was different those days, and I liked it. You know what? I'm in the shower. If you need to get anything from the kitchen, the door's unlocked. Go get what you need, and then don't forget to close the door on your way out. That simple. It's not like that anymore. And this could be why. Somebody could come in, mistake you for an intruder. It's your own home. We're talking locking up, boarding up. That's a shame. It's a real shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Burt Reynolds, we say goodbye to. 82 years old. He was one of the highest paid actors at one point. Known for Smokey and the Bandit, The Longest Yard, Cannonball Run. He was even in Boogie Nights. And, I don't know, the Boogie Night movie I didn't like. I didn't expect it to be that, dirt. It was like a dirty movie. There's like a lot of sex in it and stuff. I wasn't expecting that. But he did a good job in it. I mean, he's a great actor. I remember him in The Best of the Whorehouse in Texas with Dolly Parton. I grew up with him. He was an amazing, actor. He was, I guess, Hollywood's top grossing star every year from 1978 through 1982. And, apparently, he turned down Han Solo. He turned down John McClane. He turned down a role in Terms of Endearment. And because of that, these other stars were able to become huge. It's very, very cool. So we believe he had a heart attack, and he died at the age of 82. May he rest in peace. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're talking about Hollywood, do you guys remember Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island? Well, fans started to raise money for her because the 79-year-old has allegedly no family, no husband, no kids, and no money. Her name is Dawn Wells. And Dawn Wells is humbled and amazed that fans raised nearly $110,000 to help fund her hospital costs after she broke her knee in an accident. Now, because of the generosity of all her fans, She could move into a retirement village in Los Angeles, California. Very cool. Apparently, her friend hairstylist Doug Kirkpatrick started a GoFundMe fundraising page 10 days ago after her accident. Apparently, she suffered a lot, they say, financially through the banking crash of 2008. She lost everything, including her life savings. Now, she was the one that played Marianne Summers in Gilligan's Island. And Kirkpatrick, I guess, had worked with her at some point and said that she needed money. And she's still adorable. I mean, she's 79 years old and still absolutely adorable. And, you know, she looks like she's still in pretty good health. But unfortunately, she needed $194,000 to alleviate penalties by the IRS, which are compounded daily, and she has to pay her hospital costs. So they've been trying to raise money. You know, it's interesting. I don't have all the trivia of what happened back in the whole Gilligan's Island days, but I guess they signed contracts that didn't include royalties, or they were given such crappy contracts, and here they are. You know, many of them, I think Ginger had once been interviewed saying she wished she never did the role because she was typecast. But then again, would she have ever gotten a role? At least she got a role, you know. Hollywood's kind of funny with that. Marianne, you know, they always kind of made her, you know, appear, they typecasted her as well. I saw her do a little bit more acting than others. But she had been married to a talent agent back in the 60s. They didn't have children. They divorced in 1967. And unfortunately, so she's alone. Well, very, very cool. I like these GoFundMe pages. I think these GoFundMe pages are brilliant. I mean, as long as, you know, the money goes to where they need to. Billy Graham's daughter, Ann Graham Lotz, has revealed she has breast cancer. She's one of five children of the late evangelist, Reverend Billy Graham. And she has asked for prayers as she begins to undergo surgery in North Carolina. Lotz is 70 years old. She's an evangelist and an author. And she revealed in a post on her website, "My cancer, fuel for the fire." This was diagnosed in August. And apparently she had also found her husband unconscious in the pool. I don't know if you guys remember that story. So she said it was kind of a strange coincidence that it happened on the same day, roughly the same time, yet 3 years to the day. So, yeah, things do kind of happen. That's, you know. So she says, "But just as that thought was forming, I heard the soft, gentle whisper of the Spirit reminding me that it was on a Friday during that same time between 3 and 3:30 in the afternoon that God's Passover lamb was sacrificed. Jesus died on the very same day of the week at the very same time of day, crushing the head of the serpent, forever defeating the devil and death." She is the oldest, or the second oldest of Billy Graham's five children, and she's going to have her surgery September 18th. Her father, as you know, died in February at the age of 99 after a career that spanned decades, and her mother, Ruth Bell, died at the age of 87 in 2007. Can I say, though, Burt Reynolds, for example, Burt Reynolds passing at age 82, Billy Graham passing at the age of 99. This, we have been blowing life expectancy away. I mean, you know, Burt Reynolds, going back to him, you know, he would smoke, didn't he have a cigar? And, you know, he seemed to be the type that partied. I don't really know much about his health habits, but even with everything that we assumed he did because of the movies, he still ended up, you know, being able to live well into his 80s. And so they were talking about him, you know, looking kind of frail and appearing to be in poor health. And apparently he was, you know, in fairly decent health around the day he died, but unfortunately he had a heart attack. But we're making advancements. It's sad, you know, to see these people go, but you know, we are living longer, and then that's a good sign. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
Former President Barack Obama gave a speech today at the University of Illinois. After saying, as a nation, we need to unite and not divide, the former president then took aim at President Trump by saying that Trump was using the politics of fear to divide the country.
It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause. He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years. A fear and anger that's rooted in our past, but it's also born out of the enormous upheavals that have taken place in your brief lifetimes.
The president is in North Dakota, then South Dakota. The president will be delivering remarks at a joint fundraising committee reception this afternoon. And the Judge Brett Kavanaugh hearings continue today on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And again, big thanks to Dial, Daniel, who's working the dials. So, you know what's interesting? One of my Facebook followers had written me about becoming less religious as she gets older. And she talked about that, and I don't know if it was something that I was supposed to read on air or, you know, but I can tell you guys that I'm starting to find a growing theme of that, where I think as people get older, they change their views on religion. Now, some get more religious. I get more religious as each year. We're about to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of the Jewish New Year. And, you know, yeah, I'm going to read from the Torah. I'm going to go to temple. It's the one of the most important holidays. And then we have our fast with Yom Kippur. And so I notice as I, you know, get older, I get more religious, but I'm hearing that some get less. And I'm wondering why that happens. Is it because they see more on this earth and they maybe look at things as the glass is half empty as opposed to the glass is half full? And so when they, you know, see a friend of theirs die or somebody loses a kid, does it start to rattle their faith? Whereas with me, I see signs of faith the more I live life. So it'll happen. For some of us, we'll see more, and for some of us, we won't. Well, this article comes out today. This headline says more baby boomers are smoking wheat. Not that that has anything to do with our piousness or our religiousness, but or our devotion to faith, but maybe there is some underlying, I'm going to live for the day type of attitude. And I don't know if that's bad. That may actually be just fine. So researchers say that more baby boomers are likely to smoke, drink alcohol, abuse drugs, and use cannabis. 9% of people aged 50 to 64 said they've used marijuana in the past year, which is double the number of the same age group in 2006. They say maybe because there's more relaxed attitudes, maybe encouraging older people to try cannabis. They say, not surprisingly, those who used marijuana as teens were more likely to say they were still fans. Well, that's not surprising. They say, although current users are more likely to be young adults, the baby boomer generation is unique as it has had more experience with marijuana compared to any generation preceding them. They say, but they're concerned that pot smokers were more likely to drink alcohol, were more likely to go back to cigarettes, and abuse drugs. They say the baby boomer generation grew up during a period of significant cultural change, including a surge in popularity of marijuana in the 60s and 70s. We're now in a new era of changing attitudes around marijuana, and as stigma declines and access improves, it appears that baby boomers, many who have had a prior experience, are increasingly using it. So who are the baby boomers? Well, the baby boomers are those defined as those born between 1946 and 1964. They're the over 50 age group. And they also include some members of the following generation. So my generation, I'm Generation X because I was born in the 70s. So for the researchers' analysis, they used answers on a big national survey from 17,600 adults. And again, these are people that were honest enough to answer. The 9% of them said they used marijuana the past year. Nearly 55% said they tried at least once in their lives. 3% said they're current users. 22% said they tried it just once. And the CDC anticipates 7.5% of our population over 12 years old are marijuana users. So we know what's going up with the legalization. But baby boomers doing drugs, I'm seeing and hearing about a lot of unprotected sex. They say the fastest growing population that has been afflicted with STDs are the older generation, the seniors. So what's going on here? Well, this is what I like. I don't like to look at a study and go, all right, well, you know, they're, you know, smoke a pot and, you know, I get it can mix with their medications and it could be bad for their heart. And, you know, marijuana could even put you at risk for stroke. There's a whole variety of things linking to that. But I like to take a step back and look at the whole picture. What am I seeing? Well, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I am in the Disneyland for seniors. Seniors love Las Vegas. And boy, do they know how to party it up. And they even party it up better than us younger kids. And in fact, they push us younger people out. I've seen it. They'll play their music. They'll be loud. They'll be, you know, they'll just push you away from the bar. This is their turf. And many times it's not 4 p.m. We're talking 10 p.m., 11 p.m. And, you know, the seniors have a huge, you know, night scene. They really do. And good for them. Good for them. The one thing I can tell you, having, you know, worked with so many seniors and speaking at many of their groups, and don't look at somebody who's over 60 or 70 as old and decrepit. And, I mean, they have just as raunchy a sense of humor as anybody else. They are just as active. They like sex just as much. So they're a pretty happening group. And so what's interesting, though, is many of the baby boomers were a lot more conservative with their behaviors. Now, I know we did have the sexual revolution in the 60s and all that, but still, you know, people born in the 40s and then, you know, growing up in the 50s, some of them were still pretty prude and, you know, pretty reserved. So what do you think is going on? Are people starting to kind of live for the day? Did that bucket list movie hit home? You know, as we age, we do. We see things that happen to our friends. We see things that happen to our family. This Burt Reynolds thing hit me kind of hard. I mean, Burt Reynolds was immortal, and he's gone. And it reminds you that you're going to be gone one day. And so when that happens and you start to get into a funk, what you need to do is go, okay, you know what? I want to die happy. I want to leave this earth knowing I did every single thing I wanted to do, or as much of it. So if you want to go to Europe, start making that happen now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. If you want to act, act. If you want to be in a video that goes viral, make a video. Put it out there and tell your friends to send it. If you want to write a book, write a book. The one thing that this interesting, whole internet and, you know, computer society has done for us is it's allowed us to do things. People can become radio stars from their garage. You could hook yourself up to Spreaker and you could already start podcasts. There are so many things we could do that hardly cost money. But we're living for the day. And some people have always wanted to try pot, or they've always wanted to have sex, or they've wanted to, you know. And I don't think it has to reflect on being religious or not. You know, the Bible doesn't say anything about marijuana. You know, the Bible does talk about unprotected sex, not unprotected, but, premarital sex. But, you know, so within the confines of your religion, you could still be religious, and you could still love God and be faith, be, you know, have a faith. But, if some people want to party and they want to have fun and they want to fall in love, it's amazing. Life is short. Falling in love is fantastic. Having fun singing and giggling and being stupid, you know, with your friends is, it's priceless. And, if I could give you guys any advice, don't wait until you have days off or vacations, etc. If there's something you've always wanted to do, will you start doing it? It just makes life more meaningful. And it's, that's really what it's about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We love to take your calls, your comments, your questions, your emails, and we'll get to some of them in the next hour. We, you know, we're here to help, whether it's a medical question, whether you want to talk about sports. Oh, yes. Eagles-Falcons game. I thought that was fantastic last night. Opener for the new NFL season. I didn't see anybody kneeling. I haven't even looked up the media reports. All I do know is Boyz II Men, you know, from Philly, Boyz II Men, did a fantastic rendition of the national anthem. It's beautiful. I actually put it on my Facebook. It was very beautifully done. They harmonize like crazy. I'm huge fans of the guys from Philly. They are an amazing group, Boyz II Men, and they did a beautiful job. It was a great game, and wow, fantastic fourth quarter. And yeah, I put some money on the Eagles, so I was. You know, my friends are like, why? It's going to be, you know, Matt Smith. Wentz is out. And I'm like, no, he's, no, it's, Foles got this. So it went my way. So it was pretty cool. They did, but fantastic football on both ends. The funny thing is, though, is, can I just say, if you're going to be a quarterback or if you're going to be, you know, a starter or somebody that you know the camera is going to be on, watch your language. And it's not because I don't have a problem with, you know, curse words, but Matt Ryan, when he would, you know, I guess when nobody would receive, you know, the way he wanted to receive, or, you know, if he lost a you know, something to a pick, you know, he would, and the camera would be right on him, and you would see him curse. And he really looked upset. And I get it, you know, they're allowed to play the game, and, you know, all the other players curse. I get that. That's what they do. But I don't know. From a PR standpoint, you know, you want to look like no big thing. Yeah, one of the biggest one of the biggest ways to take revenge is to look like, oh, no big deal. I don't care. Apathy. Apathy is so effective. And so when, you know, I don't know, he threw an interception or whatever, could have very just simply said, no, deal, no big deal, we got this. But instead, you could see him, you know, sit there and cuss and shake his head and throw a fit. And, you know, even though it's kind of fun to watch, and I like him, I think he's a fantastic quarterback. He's so accurate. He's an amazing quarterback. Just, you know, don't let us see you sweat. Don't do that. You know? You could cuss on the sidelines where you don't, but, you know, just don't let anybody, because, man, we could see that, and then we knew he got upset, and you don't want to, you know, I don't know. But then again, I'm very, very open, too. You know, I teach medical students, and there's a test that medical students now have, both MDs and DOs, where when they are through medical school and their osteopathic school, they have to do not only written boards but a practical. And in the practical exam, they have to take a history, they have to examine the patient, they have to summarize, they have to give an assessment of plan, and then they have to go and they have to write a note. And so, you know, the students are pretty good, and they're pretty adept at that, you know, but there's a time limit, you know, and so, you know, we're trying to train our students to spend time with patients, but also be expeditious and, you know, focus, you know, ask a focused, set of questions, etc. Well, I tell the students I would have totally failed this test. First of all, I don't focus anything. I mean, I talk about everything. And I'll go off on tangents. And number two is I cuss. You know, so if somebody said, oh, I'm in a lot of pain, and, you know, like, what, do you have a rash? And if they go, do I? And if they lift up their shirt and I see one hell of a shingles rash, I'm going to say, holy beep. What the beep? You've been dealing with this? Oh, my gosh. How the beep? Did you? Okay, and boom. I would have failed. I would have failed on every single encounter. You do about 12. Every single encounter, I would have probably failed because I would have cussed. And so we got to watch your cuss words. That's just, it's apparently a sign. It's a sign of weakness. I don't think it is. I garner a lot of strength from my colorful vocabulary. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're on the topic of cuss words and wanting to cuss, we might as well talk about Obamacare. So, it's very hard for me to say Obamacare in a sentence without a cuss word. Man, anyway. Obamacare premiums are set to rise again, but get this. They say they're only going to rise 3.6% as opposed to the huge jumps that we saw, like the 30% increase in 2018. They're averaging about 3.6%. An analysis from the consulting firm Avalier and the Associated Press looked at 47 states where data was available and found that premium increases will be much lower for the 2019 compared to the 30% increase for 2018. Now, they say the lower premium hikes, remember, we're still having premium hikes, they're just not as high, come amid a shift in politics around the law. Republicans in control, they say. They have, I guess some of the things that they've done has not allowed insurance companies to try to gouge. And we are starting to see a stability of the market. Now, I don't know if the Democrats are happy about this or not. They think this is going to make the case harder for Democrats because Democrats tried to say that the conservatives were completely annihilating our healthcare system. Well, you know, we had some major issues with Obamacare. 41 states, the analysis found premiums will actually either drop or rise by less than 10% next year. And what we had seen for years before that were exponential rises. They say in 11 states, premiums are actually going to go down. So why is that? How are premiums going down? Now, in D.C., I think premiums may be going up 18%. So why? Well, because there's new insurers entering the market. Or current insurers are expanding to new areas. That may be allowing more competition. So this could be good. The Kaiser Family Foundation analysis in July found that 2.3 million people dropped out off the exchange market. Subsidies are not available, so some of them just decided, well, I'm not buying at all. So when you have less demand, supply has to drop their price if there's more supply. So I think these insurers are like, look, we have to attract people, and we need people buying our product. So they're not going, I mean, them hiking up the price doesn't help anybody. And employers, too. I mean, employers, they don't want to spend that kind of money. And employers are shopping around, and they will shop for the cheapest. So, in most cases, the cheapest. So here's the problem. Obamacare is dying. I mean, everybody's kind of sick of the topic. But, you know, are we eventually going to stop calling it Obamacare? Probably not. While the Affordable Care Act is still in its, you know, infancy and or now going into its toddlership, and we still have the exchanges and all that, there will be remnants of Obamacare for decades. Unless we come up with a Trump care or a new health care, was it good that the GOP stopped trying to repeal and replace? Well, on one end, they worked on the economy. It looks like we have a real good jobs report. Apparently, we added a strong boost in jobs. I think we added another 200,000 jobs. Unemployment's going down. You know, are the conservatives happy with that? Will, you know, the midterm elections go their way? Will Trump get reelected? You know, we still need to fix healthcare. I think what we're doing is kicking the can down the road. But if we can boost the economy, maybe some things are going to fix themselves. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset. where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.